Greetings to all. It is a joy to have you join us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I'm Father Ruel Strawn, the parish priest at St. Paul's Parish, South Long Island. Today is an Ember Day, and we remember and pray for all Christians in their several callings and vocations. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified, receive our supplications and prayers, which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. Matthew. Then Jesus told his disciples, "If any wish to come after me, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done." The Gospel of Christ. There's an old joke that if we would gather all the relics of the true cross from all the churches around the world, we'd probably be able to build a cross that reaches to the moon. I remember being at a monastery once and being shown a relic of the true cross and having the opportunity to venerate it. The monk who showed me it did raise questions about the likelihood of pieces of the true cross ending up in so many different places. But he was keen to remind me that it is in faith that we came to hold that little splinter and venerate it, and to be reminded of our own call to bear the cross in our own lives. All of us have a Christian vocation of self-denial and cross-bearing. That's the criteria for discipleship: to deny self and take up the cross. The truth is, all of us have to die to something in order to serve Jesus, in order to follow him. Ember Days provide for us another opportunity to ponder the call of God on all of our lives and ask the question, what do I need to die to in order to find life in all its fullness? Much has been written by many spiritual writers over the centuries about the cross, self-denial, and discipleship. Within the context of the gospel reading today, the call to deny oneself and take up the cross is a call to be in community, to be alongside other disciples in this journey of self-denying, cross-bearing. Within the context of this community, we discover things about others and things about ourselves. We find the truest and fullest sense of who we are, disciples of the Lord Jesus, whose very lives are found in Jesus, because we had the courage enough to lose our lives for Jesus' sake. Our identity is joined with Jesus's. To follow Jesus is to also willingly take up the cross like Jesus. This is our life. This is our vocation. When we commit to community, commit to this new way of living, this new vision of life in which life is found in not clinging to life, we can trust and be utterly confident that life will be given back to us for all eternity. by the Son of Man, who is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and repay everyone for what has been done. Amen. We pray together the Angelus. The angel of the Lord brought glad tidings to Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Ghost. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his cross and passion be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and the Caicos Islands. Do share these devotions widely and have a happy and holy Ember Day.